By now, most in our listening area have become familiar with SOAR, the acronym for Shaping Our Appalachian Region. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that was created to champion for Appalachian Kentucky. SOAR has a new executive director. Colby Hall is just settling into the position, and Colby joins me for an introduction and to tell us a little bit about his plans. Welcome, Colby Hall.
Hey, it's good to be here with you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And let me just say, as we're doing this interview, we're actually also demonstrating an issue for SOAR, and that is connectivity in the area. We'll get into that in just a minute. Colby has pulled off the road near Manchester so that he could grab a bar or two and talk to us. So, Colby, as I understand it, you're a UK grad, is that right?
Yeah, yes, sir, that is.
And what was the focus of your studies at the University of Kentucky?
Well, I was originally on a pre-med track, Tom. I was a biology undergrad major and had a last-minute kind of change of heart to get into business. And so it brought me to where I am today, talking to you.
And so what have you been doing prior to SOAR?
Well, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, I spent a year teaching English actually abroad in Spain, which was a pretty incredible year, and went down to Atlanta to pursue a sales career focused in the technology startup sector. But obviously, when you're from Eastern Kentucky, Tom, and I'm sure you speak to a lot of folks on your program and in the listening area, you always are charting a path back home. And so I knew that Eastern Kentucky, having been from the area, was where I wanted to land. And I saw this opportunity and jumped at it and just really, really thrilled and honestly humbled to have it extended the invitation to be the new executive director. And I'm on the job now, and I can't tell you how excited I am to get to work.
Well, you're now living in Pike County, is that right?
That's correct. So just outside of Pikeville, that's where our office is, right downtown there across from the Appalachian Wireless Arena. But, you know, a big mandate of mine, Tom, you know, we cover a large swath of 54 counties, all the ARC designated counties in Kentucky. And so I'm really going to be hitting the road to make sure that folks know in the area that SOAR is open for partnership and collaboration.
And I understand that you have something of a front row seat on healthcare. Is that right? Your fiance is a nurse practitioner?
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. So my fiance is finishing up nurse practitioner school at Rush University in Chicago, and she is really, really excited. And really, I think the region is going to be really fortunate to have her as well, given the dire need for nurses. And Lindsay is going to be able to fit right in, and there's going to be an immediate need for her. And so I know she's looking forward to getting down here and getting to work as well.
What would you say is your primary mission as executive director of SOAR?
Well, you know, SOAR was originally founded, obviously, you know, when it was just very apparent that there was this massive gap that was being left as cold jobs continue to leave. It's being the ultimate collaborator. It's being the catalyst to get the people in the right room, right? So, you know, when I think about where SOAR needs to be, it needs to be the people that bring people together. And that's across our leaders in education. That's across our leaders in healthcare. That's across political community, business leaders. We're the folks that when we see a problem that needs to be solved, we're able to get the right folks in the room to work on it. So that first problem for us that we're looking to solve is around connectivity, and more specifically, broadband access. Everything begins and ends with being able to get not just connected to the internet, Tom, but at speeds where you can work, where you can receive treatment via telemedicine and online healthcare, and obviously where you can go to school. And so if you look at our blueprint, the SOAR blueprint, I mean, that's why broadband is at the top of the list, because it kind of starts and ends there. And it was important before, but what COVID and this pandemic has done as it's kind of sped up and it's exasperated an existing trend. And now it's urgency's through the roof, right? I mean, you can't get any more mission critical than getting high-speed broadband access to every single Eastern Kentucky community in town that needs it, that asks for it. I mean, and so that is at the top of our list.
It certainly is a priority. We experience it pretty frequently doing interviews between Central Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky. And this interview, as I mentioned in the beginning, is a great example of it. When we first talked, where were you located when you were on the road when you called in?
I was just coming outside of Pikeville. I'm on my way here to Manchester in Clay County.
So you've made it to Manchester, pulled over, and you got some cell bars and presumably you could get connectivity there, but this really demonstrates the problem in trying to carry on a coherent, consistent conversation And I think it is a great example of the need.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, obviously, that's no secret to anybody that's lived, worked, or gone to school in Eastern Kentucky for any point in time. But there's some really good stuff going on. You know, obviously, mobile, it's a mobile world, Tom. So, you know, mobile service is super important. But I think first, we're going to be all in on broadband and internet, you know, with the last mile deployment of the Kentucky Wired project that's being done. Now, all 120 counties in Kentucky, including all of our counties in Eastern Kentucky, are going to have an opportunity, I think, over the next 6 months to a year to be able to get connected to that high-speed fiber optic network. And I think that's going to be a great way for SOAR. And we want to be involved, and we have been involved from the very beginning, but we want to be as involved as we can, making sure that we're, again, bringing the right people, getting the right folks in the room, communicating effectively around the technical kind of piece of what that last mile deployment means. When I say last mile, Tom, what that means is essentially the state, the Commonwealth of Kentucky has built out their own network, kind of their own kind of backbone, or what they call middle mile. The last mile piece is essentially when we go to that middle mile and connect it out to where we are as citizens, right? As businesses, residential areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so SOAR is going to be working with partners across the region to make that a reality. And it's going to look a little different. There's a few different kind of tools in our toolkit as far as what that last mile piece looks like, depending on, you know, obviously our downtown areas that are a little bit more populated than some of the more rural, sparsely populated folks. Probably most importantly, Tom, that we help them understand the grants and funding opportunities that are available to them, because we don't want them to see this as this massive upfront capital kind of cost to implement. There's some help out there. You know, the next 60 to 90 days, I want to be very aggressive in getting that information in the right hands of people so that we can continue to get that last mile piece moving forward just as quickly as we possibly can.
Colby Hall is the new executive director of SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region. Thank you, Colby.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom.